It's 3 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. More of my all-time favorites we're featuring today. And here are two more. The songs are entitled All of My Help. Two different versions. Harvey Watkins Jr. along with Pastor M.J. Williams, followed by Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC.
Is that all right?
7:13 here on Sounds of Praise, more of my all-time favorites, Javi Watkins Jr. and Pastor M.J. Williams with All of My Help, followed by Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LRC, and All of My Help. Why is he all of our help? Because he's the God of all nations. Pastor John P. Key, Ignatius Figueroa, and New Life here on Sounds of Praise.
Lift your hands, everybody. Listen.
God of all nations, oh, of whom all things possible.
Sure.
show us some love. Bring it back, Chris.
Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Hallelujah.
Everybody,
we bless
put
your
hands
name,
on it
Jesus.
Like this.
It's 7:19 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Too much ways to get in your prayer request or your praise report. 1-855-915-WMFO, the number to call, 1-855-915-9636. If you like numbers, either way, he'll get them to me, and we'll be able to jot all down the information and bring them before the Lord in prayer. Okay, on this last set, we heard Vashon Mitchell along with Israel Houghton and the singers with Greatest Man. The Soul Seekers teamed up with Bishop Marvin Winans with His All God. Jonathan McReynolds and Corey Boxdale teamed up with Jesus. Harvey Watkins Jr. and Pastor M.J. Williams teamed up with All of My Help. Then we heard from Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC in their version of another song entitled All of My Help. And we conclude the set with Pastor John P. Key, Anasia Figueroa, and New Life with God of All Nations. 7:20 is the Sounds of Praise time. And like I said, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Tamala Mann, along with Kirk Franklin, and Take Me to the King. And they're going to be followed by who are they going to be followed by? Okay, I know I wanted to get this one in there. They're going to be followed by Timony Figueroa, the big sister of Anasia, who just sang a little while ago. And she's going to team up with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and they're going to sing Pray here on the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry.
To the King, I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King.
Yeah. much to breathe. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 7:31 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests and praise reports. We're praising God with P. P has a new apartment and he's doing well in school. P, who's praising God for a new apartment and doing well in school. Then I want to praise God for myself and my wife. We prayed last week that we'd be able to overcome the colds that have been besetting us. And God has delivered myself and my wife, Elaine, praising God for deliverance from colds. We're praying for JC. JC needs God's touch on her body for deliverance from a variety of different ailments. JC needs God's touch on her body for deliverance from a variety of different ailments. Then there's BR praying for her deliverance from bronchitis. BR, deliverance from bronchitis. Then there's G and V. They're having problems with the heating system in their house. And we're praying that God's going to deliver them and provide heat during this cold period of time. And then we're praying for P. We're praising God with P and M, who've been recently engaged. P and M, recently engaged. We're praising God with for them. And we haven't heard from Michelle of Medford for a couple of weeks now, so we're praying that God's going to minister on her behalf and continue to work in her life, deliver her from smoking and all the various other ailments that she had been plagued with. Let's look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come praising and thanking you this morning with P. He has a new apartment and he's doing well in school. We thank you, Lord, for how you've worked in his life. Pray you continue to meet every need and provide for all that he may encounter, recognizing, oh Lord, that you're able to do all things. You've opened doors and you've made ways. You've brought him this far. And so, therefore, we're looking to you to continue to do a great and mighty work in his life. May he recognize, O Lord, as he yields himself to you and to your control, you're able to do more than he can ask or think or desire. So we're claiming the greatest and the best for him, that his life might continue to speak for you, and that others might find you through his life and through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Then I'm praising God with my wife, Lord. You have touched us and delivered us from the cold that were besetting us the past couple of weeks, I guess, or so. And we thank you, Lord, for deliverance, Lord, and victory in your name. You are the healer. By your stripes, we can attain healing. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to expand our testimony of the wondrous things that we receive from your hand. Pray, oh God, you continue to minister in and through our lives, Lord. May we continue to look to you. They may receive the continued strength and direction that we need, that our lives might continue to speak for you, and we might be your servants in doing the things you would have us to do. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. Father, we bring JC before you, Lord, because she needs your touch on her body. She has a variety of various ailments, Lord. But you are the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And what you accomplish in times past and written in your word, those are there to encourage us so that we might continue to reach out to you. So we pray, O Lord, you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And may great and wondrous things be accomplished in and through her life, because you're the God of her salvation. And you can do great and marvelous things which medicine and science can't accomplish. You're the healer. And we're trusting you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Also, BR, looking for deliverance from bronchitis, minister powerfully in her life, Lord. Provide the healing and deliverance that you alone can give. Strengthen her. May she recognize that her strength and her help comes from the Lord. And may she yield herself even more and more in the days which are ahead to you and to your control. You may do great and mighty things in her behalf. And we're thanking you for victory in her life and through her life. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for G and V, we're praying for them, Lord, because the heat is off in their apartment. We pray, O Lord, that you would provide that which is needed. Do miraculous works in their behalf, Lord. Protect them from dangers, both seen and unseen. May there be no frozen pipes. May there be no danger from using space heaters or whatever. Pray, O God, you would provide that which is needed and turn the heat back on so they may continue to go forward in you. And their lives might even be more pleasing in your sight in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' blessed name, Amen. And we're praising God for P and M, who've been recently engaged. Pray, O Lord, you administer powerfully in the life of this young couple. Pray, O God, you would provide for their every need. Give them your direction. Give them your strength. May your anointing be upon them. Destroy yokes. Set them free to do the things that will be pleasing in your sight. Bless them and all the family members, Lord. Pray you continue to work powerfully in their behalf. And may great and mighty things be accomplished in your name and for your praise and for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Also want to remember Michelle of Medford. Haven't heard from her in quite a while, Lord. A couple of weeks now. Pray, oh God, you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Bring deliverance, Lord, because you are the deliverer. Set her free in you. May she continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truths that you provide for all your people. And may her life be a greater testimony in days which are ahead. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in and through her life. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And I forgot that we're going to be praying also for the mission work in El Salvador that the Grace City Church is supporting. We pray, O Lord, you would bless those who are there because of the fact I heard there was a major earthquake in that area. Pray, O Lord, that none were hurt and no property was damaged, and that the work that is being carried on there might be continued, Lord, to O glory, honor, and praise of your name, so that souls might be saved and great and the mighty works accomplished. And we thank you for all you're going to do and all you've done already in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. We have been playing before I do that, I want to remind you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And I'll begin praying for it immediately. If no one's there, leave your message on our answering system, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your requests or your praise report before God's throne. 7:40 here on Sounds of Praise. We have some more great music that I've been enjoying over the years and recently. And let's get right into it right now. Here is William McDowell along with Daniel Johnson and the medley, Heavens Open, Rain Only Matters for Those Who Are Expecting a Harvest, here on Sounds of Praise.
Come here. I hear the sound of rain.
And this is Tamala Mann, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine
to heaven when you're standing there. Can you only imagine? Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what I could only imagine, yeah, what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only
Okay, it's 7:56 here on Sounds of Praise, and the mats are in the house for another brutal brunch, so stay tuned. If you didn't get enough food on Thanksgiving, they're going to really fill you up today, so they got a lot of good things planned for you. So hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I enjoyed bringing to you some of my all-time favorites, some of the new stuff as well. Next Sunday, we're going to begin the Christmas season. I can't believe it. We're going to have some more new music and top hits of the year. We're going to have top hits of the year 2016 and music of the season. We're probably going to do that for the next two Sundays. And I'm going to be here Christmas morning. Can you believe that? I told Santa Claus, come early. I have a very early show to get to. So we have a special program coming up on Christmas morning. I don't have a title for it, but I'm putting together the music. So we'll announce it as soon as we have it ready for you. So until next Sunday show with Donnelly Brown saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Brutal Brunch coming your way here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the thought I was the devil.
love.
Not religion.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromano.
Hey, Bruce, do some!
Bruce, do some!
Oh, yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.